Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you, transcribed, One Man's Family. Overheard between Henry and Fanny in the breakfast room.
Henry, don't bolt your food. You've plenty of time to get over that old office.
Like old times, eh, Fanny? Getting up and rushing off to work in the morning?
Well, I hope you don't work yourself to a frazzle.
Oh, it'll only be for a day or two till Clifford gets back.
Well, it might be longer, Henry. I want Clifford to stay away until he gets hold of himself.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Do you sometimes eat too much and, as a result, suffer with the discomfort of acid indigestion? Well, when that happens, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer for relief of acid indigestion, first, fast, and always. First, drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, watch while it fizzes and dissolves, then drink the sparkling, refreshing solution. See how fast Alka-Seltzer can relieve the distress of acid indigestion. How you can always depend on Alka-Seltzer to act to reduce excess gastric acidity. Remember Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion. First aid, fast acting, always dependable.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 27, Book 82. The barber household is astir early this morning. Clifford is packing a bag preparatory to getting out of town for a day or two. His proposal of marriage was not accepted by Maudie Pemberton, and so he's going to take his new car and go off somewhere. Henry is going to go to the real estate office and help Emmett Harper during Clifford's absence. After years of retirement, Henry is zestful over the idea of going to an office again. It's like old times for him to be sitting at the breakfast table, anticipating an active, competitive day in the business world.
Henry, you shouldn't bolt your food down that way.
Got to hurry and get over to the office, Fanny.
Well, you've plenty of time. Now just relax. Here, have a little more coffee.
Yes, half a cup. Don't want to be late my first morning on the job, you know.
Henry.
Like old times, eh, Fanny? Looking forward to this.
Well, Mr. Harper will be surprised to see you walking in instead of Clifford.
Clifford about packed?
Yes, he'll be down in a minute.
Yeah. Has he made up his mind where he's going?
He isn't sure yet. I think it'd be nice if he went to Carmel or some quiet place where he could get a good rest.
Oh, by George, don't let me forget to get the key to the office from him. I'll probably arrive over there before Harper, and I don't want to stand around outside waiting for him.
Well, what do you want to get over there so early for? You can't do anything till Mr. Harper gets there.
Oh, I'll busy myself. You'd be surprised how much I picked up about the real estate business, friend. Once you've been through the mill the way I have, it doesn't take long to get the hang of any business. Real estate is simple compared to stocks and bonds.
Don't you get over there and work yourself to a frazzle now. I don't want you coming home all worn out.
Oh, never felt better in my life. Why, it'll be a tonic for me to... Oh, there you are, my boy.
Good morning.
You all packed, Clifford?
Yeah, I've got everything right here in this bag, Ma.
Well, sit down and I'll get you something to eat.
I don't want anything, really. I'll just drink this juice here and have a cup of coffee. I'll be all set.
Oh, Clifford.
My boy, you've got the key to the office?
Oh, yeah, I meant to give that to you, Dad. I got it right here. Oh, here you are.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think I'll be getting along over there. Hey, you made up your mind where you're going, Clifford?
Oh, I think I'll just start out in the car and kind of see where I end up, Dad.
Yeah, you have enough money in your pocket?
I think I've got plenty, thank you.
Yeah, well, you might need this in case something comes up. Just put it in your pocket.
Oh, that's swell. Thanks a million. I'll pay you back. I certainly appreciate you taking over for me and giving me this chance to get away.
Why, your father's simply bursting to do it, Clifford. Here's your hat, Henry. Goodbye, my dear.
Yes, sir.
You used to kiss me years ago when you left for work.
Yes, so I did. Goodbye, Fanny. Take good care of yourself, Clifford.
Okay, Dad.
Don't work too hard now, Henry.
Very well, Fanny, my dear. Very well.
Good old Dad. It's kind of sad, in a way, seeing him going off to work at his age.
Well, it isn't because he has to, Clifford.
Oh, sure, but it makes me feel guilty. You know, I am taking a vacation, and he has to take my place at the office.
Now, you sit right down again. Let me pour you some hot coffee.
Okay.
You feel all right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You still haven't decided where you're going?
No, I think I'll just hit the road in that snazzy new car and just see where I wind up, you know?
Well, you be sure and phone tonight and tell us where you're staying.
Okay.
And if you get to feeling depressed about... Well, if you don't feel up to coming back right away, you just stay there. There's no use rushing back to work. Your health's more important.
Gosh, Mom, physically I feel great. As a matter of fact, I feel pretty darn good in my mind this morning, too.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, a lot better than I thought I would. I don't understand it. When Morty turned me down, I felt like I'd been hit by a truck.
I know.
But I don't know, the way I feel now, it's funny. Maybe it's just that the full impact of what happened hasn't registered yet. Makes a guy wonder about himself a little. Here comes Paul. Morning.
Oh, good morning, good morning.
Paul, dear.
Well, Cliff, you about to take off?
Yeah, just leaving. Got my bag here. I'm about to go forth on the highways and the byways. Well, goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, Clifford. Promise me you'll take good care of yourself.
Oh, you betcha. So long, Paul.
So long, Cliff. Take it easy.
Well, see, now I've got all my stuff.
Need any help?
No, I can make it. Well, I'll be seeing you in a couple of days, I guess.
All right, dear. Bye.
Bye, and don't let Dad work too hard.
Don't you worry about anything.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, poor Clifford.
Seemed to be in pretty good spirits, Mom.
Yes, but you never know with him. He might have been covering up his real feelings, so we wouldn't worry. But he did say something to me that was rather encouraging.
Oh?
He said he wasn't taking this as hard as he expected he would. I think that sounds hopeful, don't you?
Oh, sure. He'll come through this all right.
If he'll just put it out of his mind and get a good rest.
How long is he going to be gone?
I told him not to rush back, but I'm afraid he won't stay away as long as he should on account of your father. Clifford feels guilty about having Henry do his work.
Dad certainly got out of here early enough, didn't he?
He could hardly wait to get over to that office. I don't know what on earth he expects to do.
Oh, he'll find plenty to do. He'll probably be telling old man Harper how to run the business in a day or two.
But your father doesn't know anything about real estate.
He might know a lot more than we suspect. And what he doesn't know, he'll darn soon find out.
Hello? Harper and Barber? No, Mr. Harper hasn't come in yet. Could I help you? Yeah, this is Mr. Barber, senior. My son's the partner here, but I'm taking his place for a few days. What property was that? I see. Well, if you'd like to list it with us, I'm sure we can get you a fair price for it. Yes. Well, supposing I meet you at the place in about an hour and we can go over it together. That way we'll both know what we're doing. Yes, yes, very good. Yes. California Street. Just give me that number again just to make sure I've written it down correctly. I have it. I'll see you there in 1 hour. Oh, thank you. Goodbye. Oh, good morning, Emmett.
Well, what's this mean, Henry? What are you doing here?
Oh, Cliff has been called out of town for a day or two, so I'm going to help out around here as best I can while he's gone.
Ah.
I'll sit here at this outer desk and handle calls. Oh, I'll keep out of your way, but I'll make myself as useful as I can.
You say Clifford was called out of town.
Yes, I'll go into that later. A couple of questions I want to ask you, Emmett. I got here pretty early, and I've been going over this file of the properties on your list. I'm familiar with most of these addresses, but there are one or two I'd like you to brief me on.
Look, Henry, I've got a dozen things to look after this morning. Why don't you just sit there at this desk and answer the phone? Take some of Clifford's social calls off my hands. Huh? I'll go in my office here and get busy.
Yes.
Anybody comes in that means business, I'll come out and take care of it. Just call me.
Yes. Grouchy. Oh, good morning, madam.
How do you do? Are you the person I want to see?
This is the realty office of Harper and Barber. What can I do for you?
Harper and Barber, that's correct. That's what the sign said.
Huh?
I saw a charming house over here near Seacliff Drive. I was motoring by, and I saw your sign on the lawn. Do you know the place I mean? It's English. I'm partial to that type of architecture.
Yes, yes, I know the place very well. It's very near my own home. Very substantial house. Sit down, won't you?
Are you Mr. Harper or Mr. Barber?
I'm Mr. Barber. I could call Mr.
Oh, no, not at all. I like you very much. You have an intelligent face. Now tell me, what is the price of that house?
Well, I have the listings right here. Just a moment while I check.
The number was 197 Surf, I believe.
That's correct.
If I like the house when I see the inside, I'll pay cash.
Yes, yes.
I've just recently come to San Francisco. My husband died a few months ago, and I've been traveling about looking for a place to settle. We lived in New York. I think I like your West very much. San Francisco's stimulating without having the everlasting bustle of New York. Now, what is the price, did you say?
Well, particularly...
Oh, I'm sick to death of hotel life. My name is Mrs. Frances B. Hanna. What did you say the price was?
The owner is asking $35,000. Oh, Emmett.
Could I be of any assistance?
Who is this person?
This is Mr. Harper, senior partner. Mrs. B. Hanna.
Mrs. Hanna, delighted.
B. Hanna. I dislike people who get my name wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mrs. B. Hanna is interested in that house on Surf Street.
Oh, yes. Now, that is one of the finest homes it's been my privilege to show in a good long time, Mrs. B. Hanna.
Just go away, please. I much prefer Mr. Barber.
Well,
Mr. Barber, when could I see the house?
Any time. I have nearly an hour before my next appointment.
You're what?
Don't interrupt, please. Now, Mr. Barber, how would this afternoon be?
Very good.
All right. Now, meantime, I want to be sure the place isn't sold. So, supposing I give you a deposit, will you be sure and hold it? Now, would $1,000 be satisfactory?
That will do very nicely.
Eh? Certainly. Yes. Whatever you say, Henry.
We'll be back in just a moment. 1 year ago, we told you how effective Tamsin was in treating the common cold. Now, surveys confirm, as reviewed recently in several leading magazines, what so many of you have already known, that antihistamines are effective in relieving the misery of the common cold. To give you even more relief, Miles Laboratories has given you for a year an advanced formula in Tamsin. Tamsin is not only an antihistamine, but an antihistamine plus. Yes, Tamsin contains other ingredients to give you more relief than tablets containing antihistamine alone. So Tamsin is a more complete tablet for checking cold symptoms. Tamsin does give you a dependable antihistamine, which acts to check the sniffling and sneezing, the irritation in the nose and throat caused by a cold. And in addition, Tamsin contains an ingredient to relieve the headache, the aches and pains of a cold, and to help reduce the fever which often accompanies a cold. And there's a special agent in Tamsin to help combat that dull, drowsy feeling. Yes, good as antihistamines are, Tamsin is an antihistaminic compound that can do even more for you when you're suffering with a cold. So Tamsin is the one antihistaminic tablet to try. Remember that name, Tamsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Here's the family again.
There you go. My check for $1,000.
Yes, I'll see you this afternoon.
Quite right. And if the inside lives up to the exterior, you may be sure I shall purchase the place.
Oh, I'm sure you'll fall in love with it.
Mr. Harper, why don't you just let Mr. Barber do the selling? He's ever so much more convincing.
Friends, remember to try Tamsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tamsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tamsin, now at all drugstores. Tamsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tamsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tamsin, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Clifford Gets Sidetracked, Chapter 28, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.